Attendees at the Town of Normal's Racial Equity Summit got a look today at just how wide racial and ethnic disparities are in McLean County. Lissa Cooper and Lauren Gibson are community planners with the McLean County Regional Planning Commission. They presented a litany of census data which show African Americans and Hispanics make less money, visit emergency rooms far more often, and have a harder time finding work or getting a mortgage. Cooper tells WGLT's Eric Stock the data sparked a healthy discussion about why these gaps exist and how to address them.
So much of the time when you look at data and present data, there's so much more that goes in with it, like the contextual pieces around it. So it was really insightful to unpack the various data points with the audience because, you know, a lot of the stuff they mentioned we might not have known about different context and things with that. So, like, I feel like it went really well. And then, again, just adding more context to the data points was really insightful.
And maybe a lot of the numbers weren't that surprising. We know disparities exist, but are there any primary takeaways for you from analyzing this data in McLean County and across the state over the last 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, the main takeaway for me is when I look at the data between all kinds of different topics, you start to see patterns emerge for different demographics, and it just goes to show that disparities are not just in, you know, in one thing or another, like housing or health. They really cross intersectional boundaries, and so, you know, people that are facing different disparities in the community, I mean, it seems to be that it's like an all-encompassing thing. It's not just one thing or another.
And one item that seemed to strike a chord with the group here was going over mental health, emergency room visits, a much higher percentage for African Americans, and mental health was one of the leaders there. And a point made was that this could possibly be a reflection of health insurance more than anything, or interactions they've had with health care before, as opposed to just poor health.
Yes, so I think that was really good insight from the audience. That's something that I intuitively knew, but wasn't thinking that particular direction. So I was really glad that the individual in the audience brought that up. And I think that is a really good point. And again, one of those insights that comes along with the data. So why is the African American community maybe going to the emergency room at a higher rate for mental health? It's based on what the crowd said, it really might be indicative of the insurance, like the type of insurance that they're holding or whether or not they're holding insurance and whatnot, because the emergency room might be their only option, and they might not actually be able to go to a doctor because of co-pays and things like that.
Or perhaps not able to get off work in time during the day to visit, say, a clinic or something like that was also referenced. A lot of data on schools and achievement gaps in based on ethnicity, and also internet access for families based on income disparities. To what extent is this data shared with schools, to your knowledge? And do you feel that there are things that the schools are looking to do to try to bridge these gaps?
Almost all of the education data comes straight from the schools to the Illinois State Board of Education. So I would have to assume that they're aware of those. And we were talking a little bit in the session today about one program that the schools are doing to address like the internet gap. I know District 87 and I believe Unit 5 has a program where students who don't have internet access at home can get hotspots or whatever from their school. And since a lot of the assignments that they're doing now are online, that's one of the ways that the school district is trying to bridge that gap.
Lauren Gibson, one of the data points that you had touched on was involving incomes and major disparities there. Higher poverty rates in McLean County than there are across the state and across the country, and yet median incomes are higher. So that seems to point to a growing disparity.
Yeah, I think it shows that there's a growing gap between people who are making a lot more money versus people who are making a lot less money. And that could just be due to the switching of the economy, the nature of the jobs that are available in McLean County. But yeah, it's really just showing that wealth gap, as it's called, has been kind of widening in the past.
What might we glean from the labor force participation? It looked like that fairly equal among races, but yet the jobless rate among various ethnic groups varied very widely.
Yeah, so I can answer that one. So that was just an indication that even though our labor force participation rates are pretty good, the ratio within races between the number employed and unemployed varies quite a lot, actually. So looking at the two data points together gives us a better picture. And we saw, for example, for African Americans, the labor force participation rate was pretty similar to all the other races, but their unemployment rate was much higher.
And just lastly, thoughts about the conference in general, being able to participate in this first-time event? Lauren?
Yeah, I'm really happy that the Town of Normal invited us to come. I think it was a good way for us to kind of dig into the data deeper and to present it in a way that kind of gets it out in the community and gets the discussion started. So I'm really hopeful that the discussion that was started this morning will continue throughout the day and beyond.
That was Lauren Gibson and Alyssa Cooper of the McLean County Regional Planning Commission speaking with WGLT's Eric Stock. The Town of Normal and Heartland Community College sponsored the Racial Equity Summit. Organizers hope to make it an annual event.